I hope that that's just going to be your contribution to this podcast, Dave. Nothing but a bunch of fun portmanteaus.
And not to mention puns and dad jokes.
It would not be an appropriate portmanteau if it was neither a pun nor a dad joke.
Also, his very, very, very flavorful Scottish accent.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, like, not really correct. It's mostly just bad.
No one will know.
I doubt anyone in Scotland will listen to this. All right, so...
And welcome back to the legend of Nat 1.
Let's continue an initiative to see if you got what the plan here is. After Rufus, the other guy, you can hear their footsteps going far away. Randall, what do you do next?
I guess because I mean, he's still at zero.
You could just wheel me on one of those carts and.
Well, no, you're on your clockstridge. So I'm just gonna take the rein of your clockstridge, and I'm gonna kind of. Head us towards Rufus while trying to keep like somewhat covered.
Yeah.
I'm going to be passively investigating for anything I could think of that might heal him and passively perceiving anyone that might be coming towards us.
Okay. So, Rufus, actually before, I'm sorry, Randall, to interrupt you. Rufus, after you kill that guy, you only had to move 30 feet.
Yep.
Your cock stretch speed is 60 feet,
yep.
And you never got off of it, so you're still pretty much able to keep running. And you know that if you chase after that guy, you'll be able to reach him before he reaches anyone else.
That's tempting.
Just letting you know, if you want to keep moving the extra 30 feet you had that round, you're allowed to. So after you kill the first guy, do you keep going or do you go back to your friend?
No, I'm definitely going to charge.
All right. So
he's
you...
So I see him just charging deeper and I'm like, well, that's his funeral.
After you make the landing we spoke about before, the one that's 100 feet off the ground, it looks like it's a social gathering space. It seems to be where people crafted. There's like inside gardens all over the place that now are abandoned and like dried out.
So I just ran into someone's living room, guns a-blazing.
No, this is more like imagine
their community.
This is a community garden.
Yes. Gotcha. There's this community, this like neighborhood style in like Mexico and Latin America that is called I don't know exactly how to describe it in English, but it's pretty much a lot of houses that surround one main courtyard. And everyone meets there to gather and eat and celebrate.
Cul-de-sac.
A cul-de-sac. Sure, let's call it that.
Kinda, I guess.
Kind of.
I mean, America doesn't
like
really
this,
have those things, so cul-de-sac
like
is
more like,
just
like a compound area that just has a central...
Yes.
I was really hoping we could avoid words like compound that are associated with
compound does make me feel a lot better about coming into their home and murdering them.
It's fair a bunch enough. Of orcs.
Yep.
The place seems
this
to be abandoned.
We have already kind of wacoed up this shit.
I'm not,
yeah, let's just finish it.
We've got ethics to discuss when we're all conscious. But for me, the dilemma isn't like the get out of jail free on this one isn't that they're orcs, it's that they're probably brainwashed robot people like the Clockstridges, right? Maybe
The place seems to have been abandoned for a long time. You can tell us like there are holes in the wall that seem to be man-made caves or human-made caves. They are wide open. There are broken table, a broken long table, crafting spaces, and a bunch of old rusty tools everywhere. And you can see the guy going up the second flight of staircases.
I continue to give chase.
Yes.
Aggressively.
So we'll go back to you in a second. Randall, I'm sorry that I interrupted you before. Go ahead.
So I just see this guy darting off.
Yeah, he goes off into the landing, and you can no longer see him. And he's like swinging both swords into the air and screaming bloody murder.
I turn us around and I start walking towards the door.
All right. So the last thing you see is that the clostridges from the enemies just all remain still in their corner. They're all like leashed to the wall. And the car that they were bringing down just stopped moving and didn't go anywhere. And you just start walking away.
It would be real convenient if they were transporting healing potions.
Yeah, are there any, like,
Do you go to the cart?
I will look into the cart. I do have a passive investigation of 18 and passive perception of 18.
But it's covered with tarp. You're going to have to interact with it to see what's inside.
You passively detect the tarp on top of it.
I see this tarp on top of the thing. I will look into it.
All right. So
anything that can easily carry, move without getting rid of his clock shrinkage, I will do. So I basically use one hand. I'll put my staff on my back for now.
So you you pull the tarp off of it, and a sweet smell hits your nose. It smells as the smell of freshly churned butter. It's like a sweet, creamy dairy smell.
Is this crab
meat? But what you see in there, yeah, it's a smell similar to crab meat. Yeah, it's like that sweet, meaty smell. And but what you see inside, it's blobs of this crystallized, oily product. I don't know how else to put it to you. It's just like fist size, shapeless blobs of oily.
Curds. Do I know?
Yeah, like oily curds. That's a good way to put it.
Do I know what it is? Do I recognize it?
Make a nature check.
This is that crystalline cockroach milk, isn't it?
We'll find out soon enough.
Well, I do have a +5 to my nature. So, the legend continues. I rolled a 1.
Nice. You forget everything you've ever known.
All this healing potion. I bet it tastes like
I'm going to spend my inspiration. All
right, it's roll your inspiration.
And hope that I get like near 10.
It looks like ambergris. That's what it looks like. It looks just like ambergris.
I rolled a total of 8.
As far as you know, that's ambergris. That beautiful byproduct of whales eating squid beaks that cannot be processed by their stomach.
This has been Gacha's Fact
of the Day. This is the, like, looks like that green juice, right?
But it's, no.
It's ambergris like processed.
Ambergris is a solid blob of undigested squid beak.
It's kind of like almost like an amber?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It looks like oily amber. But this one is like milk white.
Okay.
I just winked very sensually, by the way.
Nothing sensual. That's why I'm like, okay. Oh my god. That's the least sensual wink I've ever seen.
Can I make like an arcana check on it, maybe? Or like, if I... Because I guess I could just put it in Silas's face and hope it helps him.
Silas, take a negative death saving throw. You've been poisoned. Jesus.
I mean, that's. I
you
I
failed your
that.
Nature check so hard, you might think that's a good idea right now.
I did roll a 1, so I will.
Alright.
I know if he rests it long enough, he will come back. So I'm just not going to do anything.
Sure. You know what? I'll allow it. I love this. I'm going to combine both of your turns for this to work out. So you come over to Silas and you shove a chunk of, like, a handful of this into his mouth. Silas, in your sleep, you feel in your mouth that, like, like when you bite into a very juicy apple, the outside is a little crisp, but inside is fleshy and moist and delicious.
All that juice, that juicy apple privilege I've had my whole life while everyone else in the community has been eating sand.
Once a year, you guys find fresh fruit and you make a big deal out of it. But instead of the sweet, crisp taste of an apple or a plum, the taste that you get is a little bit of like...
cockroach milk.
Sweet, but very, very tart milk. It's like very intense milk flavor. Make a con saving throw.
Of course. let's go with this guy. See how this one goes. Come on. Treat me right. That's okay. That is a 13.
All right. You make it. And you wake up coughing your lungs out. And you immediately recognize that taste as the taste of unpasteurized cockroach milk. That it can be dangerous if it's not cooked before eating. But it has the effects of a good berry once per day. Every other one you eat, every other serving of it that you eat, can be dangerous to you. Because it has too much going on.
So we failed into the solution. I sit up and start spitting, because my first instinct is that he just tried to feed me Coxstridge oil.
I'm rubbing his back trying to help him.
You're back! Oh my god. Why did we do this?
I don't know, but Rufus just went running deeper into the mine, screaming and shouting. He's probably dead now.
Alright.
Should we go back to the community?
No, we should go check on Rufus.
Alright.
Do you have any healing for yourself?
I'm out. I grab onto my Clockstridge.
We could try more of this stuff. It seemed to work.
No. Oh, that's cockroach milk.
Oh.
And now...
I know about this stuff. It can heal you, but only once a day. After that, it really gives you a tummy ache, diarrhea, and death.
Diarrhea does do that.
It just poisons
you. You really do have to worry about things like that out here, because bad water, dysentery, you could dehydrate. We're in a very dangerous setting, some would say. I climb onto my Coxstridge. Come on, champion. Let's go be heroes.
Alright.
I'm gonna urge my Coxstridge carefully after
this Coxstridge. Grab my staff and move with him.
All right. So the two of you, unfortunately, you spent some movement getting the milk and feeding it back to him. So you can now go as far up the stairs as you wish.
Oh, yeah. No. When we run into him, it'll be in time to watch him get cut down like Obi-Wan. I know.
You barely make it to, like, the base of the staircase. Now, on the second floor, Rufus, the guy, you're catching up to him. He is barely 40 feet up the staircase. And you, if you dash... you pretty much get 20 feet behind him. And you know that next round, no matter what he does, you'll catch up to him. Okay. And so you dash up to him. He looks back and the look of fear in his face, it's it really like, if you had a heart, it would break it. And he dashes up the stairs and like desperately trying to switch his hand attachment into a melee, into like a sword or an axe. Like, he's, like, digging through his satchel, like, trying to find something to put on his arm. And the two of you, I'm assuming, carefully go up the stairs. Are you dashing, or are you, like, walking regular speed and dodging, or...
I will match the speed Silas is going.
I'm thinking we're moving at a brisk axe beak. Not necessarily taking the dash on that. I still want to keep my senses about me and not, like, run into danger.
Okay. You encounter the same scene as Rufus did before. It just seems like this is a community space with a bunch of like living quarters around it, and those pipes that you saw in the beginning when you walked in, they land on the sides of the community space into fountains that collects rainwater, and it like pools down there, and when depleted, the stocked water just comes and fills the pool.
Randall, are we the bad guys?
I don't know.
Again, this place looks to be abandoned. It's not like it's been lived on.
There were six of them here, and there were probably like a couple more, but this hasn't been used to its full in it.
Yes, this seems to be a place that can hold a lot of people.
I'm not sure, but this looks like a place for our community.
Look at you, saying our community already. I knew you would be a good contribution. Come, now we can definitely save our friend.
Yeah, he might be dead by now.
After you.
You first.
As you guys crest the landing, you see Rufus still, like, running after the last orc at full throttle.
Meep, meep.
And you hear me yelling in the distance, why are you running?
I'm coming to get you.
All right, Rufus, you catch up to him while he's still readjusting his hand attachment. You get to attack him.
Himself. Woohoo! I get to attack now. I need a dice.
Little do we know, this is where the story diverges.
The story
he
ends.
Nothing but ones, and this is the story of a brave orc who survived.
It's not a one, but it is a four.
Well, add your modifier.
Yeah, but that's still only a 9 to hit.
Yeah, 9 to 1 hit, but you still get your offhand weapon.
I still have my other hand, yeah. Okay. Aha! That's a total of 24 to hit.
Oh my. Again.
What is that one?
No longer the legend of not one, but the legend of Rufus?
5 damage.
Five damage total. It's you stab it real good right between the shoulder blades, and that guy is starting to look a little pale.
look a little pale with a sword sticking out of his shoulder.
It had taken 4 damage before from I believe a dagger.
No, that was a different.
That was the other one.
Oh, never mind. You're correct. Yeah, this is the first damage this guy stinks. He escaped combat very early on.
He ran away.
But he's still gushing about Rufus.
Yeah, he's still gushing blood everywhere. It's turn now. He finishes readjusting his hand attachment and swings at you with a short sword. And fails. Your armor class is 15. Yeah, 14.
14.
Yeah, still fails. And again, it's running away from you even though it knows it. You have a chance to hit it, and you're gonna catch up anyways. He tries to run away and like crawling out of your path. Oh, I'm sorry. You get to make an attack of opportunity. I don't know why I'm rolling.
Yeah, I attack of opportunity, and it's a total 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
17 to hit. And
this guy is a goner.
Where's that D8?
I think unless he rolls a 1.
6 total damage.
Yeah, you skewer him.
He dead.
You skewer him.
He
right,
real dead.
Yep, real dead.
He real dead.
And that's the end of this combat, finally. Like, completely done. There's no other sounds, and if you do a quick search in the ground, you can tell that they have been going up and down the right side of the staircase, mostly. And there is 12 pairs of footsteps all across the place. And they have been, like, running around the community space that was very dusty. It seems to have been abandoned for years and years.
Can I passively maybe decades look for more
even.
Tarps?
Sorry?
Can I passively look for more tarps?
You guys have enough time to do whatever you want. So what's going to happen next?
Long rest.
Long rest? We're going to just sleep here for 8 hours just in the middle
so,
of it.
To defend, and we just cleared out all the bad people, and we're pretty injured. Yeah,
we have at least a lieutenant and one more orc we know of. There looks to be several other footsteps around here.
Remind me who our friends here were with. You've met them before, right?
What?
What friends?
Weren't these raiders like from the same people that we got the Cloxridges from?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
These are the Fastian army. These aren't our friends. And we also know there's 12 Cloxridges downstairs. So we can safely assume there's probably 7 more of them. At least. And plus our community is a half hour away from this entrance. So, we should rest.
Let's find a place around
here. Try to
find
some healing stuff here, maybe. And then push through.
Well, we have to sleep.
At this point, we have to finish this fight. That lieutenant they were going after, right?
He's going to be coming back probably in the next few minutes. Assuming. They're probably creating a plan and a trap for us right now.
Well.
None of them got back.
How much farther
yes, one did.
Up does it look like it goes? No,
there was 6
that's
of them.
The one that Rufus just cut down.
I just killed him!
Oh. Well, then let's go kill the other guys. They don't know we're here.
So the second staircase also goes 100 feet up into a second landing that from here you don't get to see what's going on up there. It also has a railing that limits visibility upon it.
Let's take a minute to look around down here. I am not feeling my best. I'm holding a gaping wound. There is just like a crossbow bolt still in my shoulder.
I come over and I start to mend it.
But you're
you just wiggle it.
Ow! That really hurts.
Yeah, we might need to get the mistress.
The mistress.
I forget her name.
Yara.
Yara.
Yara?
She
might have some first aid. No. Manuela, I don't know if she's got magic or anything.
Manuela, she, you know for a fact that she knows first aid. She used to be a nurse.
Oh.
So she has very very skilled hands when it comes to fixing wounds.
My grandma was a nurse. She could help, but...
The question is, should we go get the community now or later?
I think if we leave, they're going to be ready to fight us when we come back. Okay, hold on. And so I take a minute just, like, trying to amp myself up and, like,
okay.
Keep the adrenaline going because I am in a shit ton of pain. But while I'm doing that, I'm going to look around where we've got this, like, community level. I want to see if there are paths that it looks like people haven't used in a while. Maybe somewhere we could set up either some kind of trap or find supplies.
You can make an investigation roll.
Sure.
You can spend 10 minutes looking around the living quarters. There are exactly 15 caves or 15 living spaces in this floor. And so 5 on each of the walls.
Let's all take a wall.
Would you be a deer, Randall, and help me out and take a look around?
Sure.
Thanks. I'm just going to sit here and get off my
feet. No.
You can take a D6.
You should come, Randall. I mean, sorry, Silas.
Sure, I guess I'll take a look too, but you can still have the D6 to help out.
I tried to investigate, but I only got a total of 12. So I'm probably not finding much.
That's good enough.
Oh, Gato, would you like to look at that number there?
That is a 20, yeah, it's a 20.
Ooh, woo, D20. I rolled a 19.
Nice. So let's start with the lowest roll, Rufus. You take one of the sides and you spend 10 minutes rummaging around. All you find is a bunch of, like, old clothing, mostly, like, mumus.
Mumus.
Yeah, you end up, like, in the old people's homes, and all you find is a bunch of mumus and, like, grandpa pants, like, all the way up your belly button.
I don't try them on. I don't know that.
Well, you are missing out, mister. They're very comfortable.
Okay, then.
But yeah, you find about 10 changes of commoner's clothing. There is, among all this crap, you find a set of carpenter tools that is intact, and it has been preserved because it was saved like in a nice wooden box, and it didn't age badly.
Okay, I guess preserved. I'm going to hang on to the tools.
Yeah, make sure you write them down, because that is actually an item.
Yep.
Randall, you roll a 19 total or 19 plus stuff?
It's plus my intelligence, right?
Which should be high because you're a wizard.
You're a wizard, Randall.
I don't have it trained, though. 19, 22.
All right. With a 22, you managed to find... Actually, roll a D100 for me, please.
Okay. Is this, I guess this is a 3?
That is a 3, yes.
I mean, why can't it have been a 1? That would have been better.
For those of you listening at home, Herman is consulting a table.
I am, yes. Consulting a table. One second. You roll a 3, which means...
Exciting stuff.
Exciting. This is, like, thrilling.
This is 90% of what D&D is. Consulting a table.
Yep. There we go.
Should I also be...
Oh! Concerned? You find a secret compartment in one of the rooms that seems to be very lavish.
Okay.
And very well-furnished. Even though the furniture now has been, like, corroded by age and by being exposed to not treatment. You find a potion in there. And the potion is like light chocolate brown in color.
Ooh.
And that's it. Silas.
So I had a natural 20, which was also a 22, and shows you just how smart I am.
You, sir, roll another D100.
That's a 68. one off and we could have been immature.
Now the question is it the same table that Herman is looking at?
I don't know, but you got a potion of Yoo-Hoo, and I am real excited.
I just got to spend 10 minutes identifying it. I will start spending the 10 minutes to ritually cast Identify it.
Maybe.
All right.
Let's see if we're going to die before that.
Might need that spell slot.
Ritual casting,
ritual.
I don't.
We're on another D100?
Yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of D100s here.
I was only like half D100. Paying attention because I had to look up the spelling of Carpenter because I'm really tired.
All right. And lastly.
One more?
Yep.
Oh. I guess I called it. That one is a 69.
What?
No. Oh, God. You have to roll that again.
What? That is.
And
some,
you rolled it twice. You rolled it twice this time.
That is some not sex-positive nonsense. 49.
And?
Can you just roll that?
I did just roll that a minute ago. And an 88.
All right. It sucks because all this, when you find a spell scroll, there's a chance you can that has more than one spell inside of it. And you did find one with more than one spell inside of it.
Ooh!
You find a spell scroll with the spells Grease and Jump.
Does that mean I get one cast?
So you can oil yourself up and jump away!
Does that mean I get one cast of each, or
yeah,
one total?
No, one of each. The
Neat.
Spell scroll has two spells inside of it.
So like you read one and disappears, read the other one and disappears.
Cool. Oh, you're a wizard, so we'll see.
So yeah, you find this in what seems to be an abandoned scribe study. He had a desk that had this like hidden in a compartment underneath the main drawer.
Well, that's exciting.
So that means 10 minutes have passed while you guys were rummaging around. Randall, so you wanted to do a.
Identify. Bit,
okay.
But I do want to identify it as soon as I possibly can.
All right, you know there's a way to test potions by just putting your pinky into it and tasting it.
Oh, I'll do that.
Tastes like almonds.
Like almonds?
Yes.
Ooh.
So this is a health potion.
Hey, squares and rectangles, my man. We don't know that. We just know that health potions taste like almond sarsaparilla.
I still don't know what sarsaparilla means, but I'm rolling with it.
What? I don't...
What?
I don't know what squares and rectangles means.
Just roll with that. Just if you, it's too late to ask questions.
All,
just,
all
just smile.
Are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
Oh,
that's not
okay.
True.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I thought rectangles had to be longer than.
No.
No, rectangles just have to have
four sides.
Sides and 90-degree angles.
Yeah.
Oh. Would you look at that?
This has been Shane's math fact of the day.
Are we like each putting a fact in every episode now?
Remember
yes,
that
a Herman fact per episode.
The sciences do not play well with me, so no science in this podcast, okay? And math is a science.
let's talk about the three body problem.
Oh God, don't get me started.
Actually, fun fact, an AI recently figured out how to solve the three body problem.
No.
Like 1,000 times faster than the fastest.
So you know what? You know what sounds like a good thing to do right now?
Talk about AI.
I'm gonna listen to see if there are any noises coming from up those stairs.
I will. That's a good idea.
You guys have not heard anyone or anything happen around you. Like you have been busy rummaging around, but still there's no signs of anyone being down in this level. What is your next step? 10 minutes have passed since the end of the fight.
I will take the 10 minutes to identify.
How big are these guys?
The orcs themselves?
Yeah.
Do you investigate one of the bodies?
Yeah, no, I want to, like, I'm not, like, looting them, I'm not going through them, but, like, I am taking a good look at one of the shorter ones.
All right.
They can't
I'll
be that big because I cut a bunch of them into charcuterie, so.
I will gladly investigate the bodies.
All right. Let's do Silas first. Silas, they seem to be medium sized, no more than 6.5 feet.
That's a lot of charcuterie.
Yeah.
It's a lot of salami.
I have an idea.
Both the men and the women are about the same size, too. Like, even musculature-wise, they all seem to be very broad and muscular. But not, like, larger than your average orc.
What were they wearing? Like, was it...
They were wearing studded leather armor, like I said before. Mm-hmm. They're all wearing the same uniform pants that is just, like, a dirty charcoal color. And on the top is just the armor plus their mechanical arms.
I'm okay. Actually very interested in the arms.
I am gonna look at one of the ones that, like, that last one who was trying to change his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rufus
cut it off.
Yeah. So I go and I pick up the like discarded arm and I'm dragging it over to one of the ones that has more put together clothing.
Okay.
All right, boys. Cover me. And I sit down in front of, like, a hubcap on one of these, like polished surface, like a chrome surface. And I go through my pack, and I pull out some makeup brushes, and I start dusting myself green.
Oh my! Please, you know what? What are you gonna do for this? You have a makeup kit, which is a disguise kit.
I am proficient.
Which you are proficient with.
No, I'm pretty sure he wants to be FAFSA's first top drag queen.
Well, I was gonna be like, maybe the female bodies are, like, a little smaller and will fit on my human frame better. But then they are built equally. So, like, I imagine I am standing on,
you're
like...
You're just a child.
You know, I'm, like, standing on two bean cans, but the pants we just described as baggy. I've got them pulled over and, like...
All right, so for your disguise kit, you can use... because you're trying to not only pass yourself as... with the makeup, but also with, like, props and stuff, you can choose to do intelligence, dexterity, or charisma. The one you choose will define how you look. If you do dexterity, that means you're gonna, like, use your hand skills to make yourself look more the part with the makeup brush. If you use charisma, you're trying to put on the character better. And if you do intelligence, you will use props better. So you're gonna pat your hips better.
No. I am like, I have my hand up against my throat. Me. I'm an orc. I'm trying to talk like an orc. They didn't say much, but I'm trying to get it down. And I'm like propping up the costume.
Deeper.
Okay, deeper. I'm an orc. Just so you know, I still have. I'm still gravely injured, and it's very possible that if they see through me, y'all will need to come save me.
Ornery orcs in an ornate orchard. Warm-ups.
I will assist him with his makeup and his getting his whole spiel together.
So here's the thing, is that you go to assist me, and it's like I'm an old pro. It's almost like I already have advantage, because I'm an actor, baby!
Oh, you're actor! Good for you! Wait, actor gives you advantage in the
whenever
makeup?
Whenever you pretend to be someone else.
Nice! Make your disguise kid check and write it down, because every time you interact with the orcs, they're gonna be using that as a base to roll against.
Girl.
Natural 20?
Oh my lord!
Silas is ready. That is a total of 26. Natural 20. I have turned into an injured orc before your eyes, and I am planning to hobble my way up those steps.
I will be far enough behind that we won't be seen, but I can hear what's going on.
Yeah. Why don't you get into position to like
30 feet? 20 feet apart.
Yeah, because I'll run up, I'll say like, hey, we need help. We're getting killed down here. Help us and I'll go get the lieutenant.
And you two were ambush them when they come down? Like, what's the deal?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like an idea. Do you want to hide by the front door and I'll be the lower like 50 feet away from the door?
I just pull out my rapier and nod and walk towards the door.
We're gonna come down the stairs and you're literally standing right there just against the wall and just like...
Yeah. Randall, are you
I skewered one of them.
Melee weapons, or are you shooting from like behind cover? So, what's your plan?
Because he's going up to convince them to try to come down.
Yeah.
He's kind of hiding off to the side so he doesn't get seen, so they run out.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be pillaging a dead body in front of them, trying to get them to attack me.
Okay. So we're done with Randall's with Silas' part. Good job, by the way, Silas. I really love the dramatics.
You're finally useful.
You get inspiration.
Yay! I'm gonna need it. One hit point. Let's go.
Actually, Rufus, you get inspiration for your very very dramatic chase. I love the drama and conflama.
Thank you.
Suicide mission. So like you get it. Randall, make your investigation roll on the bodies. Or body, I guess one at a time.
That's a six.
You start going through the one that Rufus turned to chop salami, and you can't find shit. Like, his clothes are all shattered and, like, slashed up. So,
At Rufus, I'm like, well done!
I've kind of taken bits of uniform from most of them, the bits that have not been too badly damaged. Chops. Although, like... It works nicely, because I'm also bleeding my own blood, so it all blends.
Definitely an aesthetic.
Sometimes life imitates art, so... what are you rolling for, Randall?
Nothing, just kind of...
Oh, just shaking your die in your hand a little bit?
He just likes taking his right hand and making this motion.
Shane, do you mind if I borrow your your lemon-flavored dice?
Go for it. So I'm going to run up. Basically, I'm going to... Like, as I run up, I'm not even going in a straight line. I'm going off to the side, banging into the railing, then going back the other way, and banging the other way, and I'm, like, tripping on the steps, and I'm going to get to the top, and before I even take in the scene, scream, God, did they speak in common? I sure hope they did.
They did speak in common for you.
I'm gonna scream, help, help, we're getting killed down here, and then immediately bolt. And go back down.
So you don't make it to the second landing?
No, I want to go up to the second landing.
Scream and then come back.
Scream and then I'm going to go. Yeah, okay. Then I'm going to turn around. Like, I want to have enough time to see what's going on, but I'm already committed to action before I take it in.
All right, make a persuasion roll. And I'll tell you what you see, because you're already making the noises and, like, trying to garner some... compassion from these people. By the way, I'm not even gonna roll to see through your disguise because I cannot beat at 26.
Well, you can roll a natural 20.
No, there's you know what? Let me roll it.
Yeah, against my natural 20. Yeah.
Look, that could work out. No, it's an 18. Only an 18.
Yeah, so just regular
persuasion. Yeah, they think you are an orc.
Are there people up there? How many?
I'll tell you, because you're making all the noise before you get there, and they'll have a response ready for you when you go up, and I'll tell you what you see.
Okay. I'm going to cash in that inspiration you just gave me.
Okay.
Glad I did. Persuasion, that's a 12 on the die, which is 18.
So when you come up there, you see that there are six tents pitched around an opening. The opening itself is about 20 feet wide, 35 feet high. It's very clearly the entrance to the cave, the mine proper. And the six tents, there are three other orcs in there. Not in there, but like around the tents. They're all like drinking something warm out of a cup. And when you came up making all that noise, they like dropped the cups and they're like, oh my God, what happened? Where are the others?
How does he know that it's warm?
You can see the little smoke coming out. Little smoke wisps.
I love that's the detail.
You see little wisps.
You know what?
Smoke.
That's actually a reasonable answer. Continue.
I mean, clearly it's hot. They drop their cups on the ground and they run after you. And they start changing their hand attachments into melee weapons. And they're like... Marjorie, where are the others? Marjorie, wait for us!
Help, help, they're this way!
I am Marjorie!
It's me, Marjorie, your friend who is very injured! In fact, if when we get to the bottom of the stairs, if they want to go in front of me because I'm already injured, I am okay with that. They can go out and fight the bad guys for...
Do you do a very dramatic, like, Super Smash Bros. Type, just, like, laying the ground dramatically? Oh, no!
Oh, yeah, no, I just, like, I'm just, like, panting and heaving and holding onto the railing, like...
He's, like, going
feet,
slower on that
like,
purposely.
10 feet up.
Okay.
From the landing.
So, as they land into the first landing, they see, I'm assuming, Randall that was looting the body, and you were hiding. So, the three of them come down. They're all holding the short sword attachments on their arm. And you have advantage on your first on your whole round because you have a surprise round on them. Rufus.
Yes! Okay. First attack. Rapier, let's do this.
Is it safe to say I got my dagger back?
Oh, yeah, you have your dagger back.
Damn it. Okay. I only got an 11 to hit with my rapier.
11 is not enough.
11 is not enough. Okay. But
even
short
with advantage,
sword.
You had advantage in that first attack.
That means you rolled two dice.
Oh, I didn't roll a second. Well, now I rolled a second dice. And I only got a 9 total. So, yeah.
All right. So
still
for
the
next
one,
roll twice and choose the highest.
Yeah. Okay. This time I got a total of 22.
And that's a hit.
And it's a d6 plus 3. So 4 points of damage.
All right. Randall?
How far am I away from them?
As far as you wanted to be, because you had time to prep.
Okay. We'll say I was like 40 feet from them.
Sure.
I'll move 30 feet up to them.
Okay, so you're 10
actually,
feet away.
No, I'm actually not going to do that, because I don't want to create a loud echoing sound. They're going to get firebolted from where I'm at.
Okay, go for it.
Fire spray gun.
That will be, 13.
And that is a hit. And which one are you hitting?
The one closest to my friend.
Alright, so the one that he stabbed already.
That will be, 6.
And that one is down. And when they realize this is a setup, let's roll initiative.
Do they realize it's a setup?
I don't know. Maybe all the stabbing gave it away.
That
well, they probably still think Shane
initiative.
Is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Until you
I'm
attack
sorry.
Them, you're one of them. They're
oh,
not going to come
good.
For you.
That's good, because I have no HP. Because
you did tell them that there were enemies downstairs, right? So, like,
yeah.
You even told them you were Marjorie, their friend.
I have not told them any lies so long as I go file a name change.
So you're actually their friend.
All right, Rufus, your initiative.
Oh, crap. You know, I rolled it, and I don't know which die it is, and I forget what it was. Do it again. And this time it landed on the side. Oh, now I got a 20, so
nice.
That worked out.
Once again, Rufus leading the initiative. Dexterous little man. What is it, 23 total?
Yeah, 23 total.
Randall.
Like, I 19. Rolled a nat 20.
You on your 20s tonight.
I know,
jeez.
Right?
Silas.
I'm on 9 like a normal person.
Normal.
Slightly below average person.
Normal human being.
Alrighty.
But I look...
Rufus, you have two very befoot enemies in front of you. They're like... Befooted. They're like still in shock of all that's going on at once, and go for it.
Okay.
You don't have advantage anymore, but go for
it. I can still attack them with my two weapons.
Yep. Yes.
That's a 15 to
that's
hit.
That's a hit.
Yes. Okay.
Hit them that day.
And was 5 points of damage.
All right. Roll for the second swing.
And the second swing, that's 6, 5, 11.
In 11, it's not a hit, no.
Can I use my inspiration?
Yes, you can. Wait. Oh, no, the inspiration that
inspired.
I give you, you have
can't
to...
Can't be used on attack rolls.
You can't use it, but you have to declare it before you roll.
Ah!
The one that Silas gives you, that one you can use
different.
After you roll, yes.
See, that's what I thought I could... Okay,
Bardic Inspiration versus just...
Inspiration?
Because Inspiration is basically like a roleplay reward, so then you get to try more awesome stuff.
Yeah, okay.
By the way...
Then I don't hit it. That's...
People at home, do suicidal D&D things. It's always pays off. And never gonna go backfire on you. Never. Guaranteed.
Worst advice ever. Well,
All right.
Well,
after
that is my turn.
Randall, one-two combo looking.
I think I'm just gonna keep fireballing.
Okay, go for it.
And that is the exact same.
What is
13.
It? 13 is a hit.
And that is a 10.
It is Blontus Mithrines.
Looking skeleton.
Then it just rains chunk of braised orc.
Yeah, it ends up looking like that skeleton from Killer Instinct, the best fighting game ever, by the way. What's the name of that skeleton?
I don't know.
Whatever his name is. He left him just like that.
I'm thinking like Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the guy's face melts.
Oh, that's better, yeah.
Think Nazi face.
Yeah.
Who's next?
After Randall,
the president.
It's the one remaining orc. And he starts screaming, Marjorie! Marjorie, help me! Marjorie, they're here!
I'll look for a weapon. Oh.
Marjorie, use your hand! Yeah, what's your attachment?
Yes, I've just got like the arm that was off somebody. It's got a sword, like a sword, and I'm like holding it in my robes, in your like.
Where'd you get the dagger attachment? That's not protocol. okay, so that orc swings at Rufus and tries to stab you with his hand attachment. Very badly fails.
Woo! I'm lucky.
All right, after the orc is Silas.
Okay, so I am going to look up the stairs. Don't see anybody running down or anything, I assume.
Nope.
Just to be safe, I'm going to move so that I'm no longer on the stairs and I'm probably out of the line of sight from up there.
There's no way you can be
up
the stairs.
You can always look down from the mezzanine?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm just going to go. Oh no, Paul, you are really bad at this and you should feel bad about yourself. And right. Then I needed
your
to make...
Your fighting is bad
needed,
and you should
I
feel
to
bad.
I need to make a wisdom saving throw.
But my name is Ralph. You went to my kid's birthday party, man. Remember Nazi youth camp?
Oh, I don't feel bad about this anymore. Good. Yeah. You suck, Ralph.
Let me roll this.
It's a fast game and roller. Yes.
Wait, his name is...
He rolls a one.
Well, he takes... one psychic damage, because he's very upset, and assuming he gets another turn,
wow,
he has disadvantage
all right.
His attacks.
His all name right. Is Rolf, and he's a Nazi?
Yeah.
You
I mean,
intentionally
making
a sound
easy to get
reference.
They're all fascists.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! My subconscious is magical.
Like, you're doing that intentionally.
I am not! I swear to god.
Wow.
Where were we? What just happened?
Why did that one bring you
your
turn, music?
It's your turn to stab Ralph, the Nazi half-orc.
You
the Nazi
are
robo
an
half-orc.
I'm gonna stab you. Damn, I only rolled a four,
anymore,
though.
It's copyrighted.
Not if we make up our own words. That's parody.
And you can do it for 15 seconds without getting in trouble.
Okay, wait. And with the short sword, 13, 5, 18...
That's a hit, yeah.
That's a hit. There we go. For a total of 9 damage.
Yeah. He dies. He goes down. Ralph goes down.
I killed the Nazi.
Well, they're not really Nazis. They're more just like post-apocalyptic fascists, so it's close enough. And,
all right. 3 unaccounted clock stages left.
Do you think you have another fooling
guess
thing you again?
Guess let's go up one level and see if there's another way up. I didn't get a good look around.
So you guys get to a second landing. This one looks to be more mining oriented. There's to your left, there are 5 more of those transport carts. The ones that come down the metal coil down the middle of the stairs. The door that leads down into the mine has... a closing mechanism that is very similar to those of old-timey elevators that are just like what do you call this? Like spring mesh that closes together. but it seems to be made out of like some very, very sturdy, well-made substance. Whatever it is, it's extremely flexible, and it closes all the way into a sheet almost of metal once it's fully closed.
Okay. Well, and is it? It's fully closed now?
It was not. It was open.
Oh, it's open. Okay. I would like to take a quick look in those carts and see if there's anything in there.
The carts are empty, and they seem to not have been used in a long time. And the empty spot, like there was the six slots for the carts. The empty spot seems to have been very recently removed, and that's the cart that was hauling the cockroach milk crystals downstairs.
Are they mining cockroaches?
There could be a lot of cockroaches here.
I'm guessing the lieutenant is in the mine, so...
It's a lot of cockroach milk.
I say we kill Lieutenant Cockroach!
As a reminder,
could be a giant cockroach.
As a reminder, cockroaches are the size of a Harley Davidson, more or less. So, like, they lay giant, like, they give off a bunch of milk. Like, one cockroach can give you, like, a water bucket size of milk per day.
Yeah, I'm just more concerned that their cockroach farm is in a mine. Like, I would think that there would be better cockroach places to farm, but okay, well...
I mean, well, where do you keep the cockroaches?
I guess...
Underground.
So this is 100%. This is
our community.
This is what is going through Silas's head. This is all in character. Wow, agriculture, man. I didn't know cockroaches lived in rocks. Let's go after the orcs.
Let's do that.
Don't worry, Margaret.
Would you lead us?
Margaret will lead the way, and I just like get that. I do the thing with my hand, center myself, and then Margaret begins limping into the
ornery orchard.
This is like a great spot to end this episode, guys. Next time, we're gonna go into the mines and find out what's up with these roaches, the lieutenant, and whatever else may be lying in that spooky, spooky cave.
Can we take a short rest?
We're gonna sit for an hour and let them come out and discover their dead comrades while we're chilling.
Really, I guess it depends on how long people wait before listening to the next episode.
Make a wisdom check, actually, Randall. Like a common sense, like an insight. Let's make an insight check.
Is this a good idea? Insight.
Oh, that is a 22.
You get the feeling that whatever they're doing down there, they just send a load outside, or they send a load downstairs, and you don't think they're going to come back out for a while. So you may have enough time to short rest.
I'll point out these facts to my friends and say, do we want to continue, or do we want to rest, possibly?
I will not be out of character until we are done this mission. I'm sorry, that is just how my craft works.
Well, you might be short resting in character.
I will get to know my inner Margaret.
Yeah, the disguise stays active until you're found out. When someone finds you out, which probably won't happen, you are still Marjorie, not Margaret.
Marjorie. sorry, gotta go back to my character and not so. Okay. Alright. Okay,
so let's take a short rest and let's end it for now. Thank you everyone for listening if you are. I really appreciate it. My name is Harman. I'm the DM here.
I'm Shane, and this is where we'll have outro music. That is our official theme song. Ooh, I got that some HP.
I am Ben. I didn't make any music.
And I'm Dave.
We will eventually give this to our audio guy and be like, make this into music.
All right, let's
just auto-tune it on a loop.
The only reason he cares about that one daughter of his is because she's hot and he doesn't realize that it's wrong for him to think that.
What you doing? Eating snacks on mic?
Are we recording?
Yes, we are!
That's what the little red light means.
But this is all gonna be going to our behind the scenes special Patreon.
Are we recording campaign?
This is our behind the scenes Patreon special. Gato learns about something American.
Yeah, every
series.
every week we will talk about how I learned.
Do a whole other podcast on that.
I mean, I think I knew enough about the epidemic because of my training and stuff. But like every day, I learn something different that like blows my mind about how this country disregards human life over political gains. I guess like they're gaining.